Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the latest from the Australian industry on behalf of Financial Services Online. Yesterday, BetaShares stepped into the private assets arena as it launched BetaShares Private Capital. Their goal? To democratize otherwise elusive high-quality global investment options, constructively responding to a growing demand from Australian investors. The pilot at the helm of this new endeavor is CEO Alex Vinokur. To expand their diversified asset offerings, BetaShares is joining forces with US-based company Cliffwater. They're planning to roll out an odd-hedged unlisted fund inspired by Cliffwater's successful US private credit strategy, which has rendered a 9.63% annual return since June 2019. We anticipate the launch of BetaShares' first private credit fund by the end of this month. While we see the investment world expand, let's not lose sight of cultivating expertise and trust in the financial advice field. In response to increasing consumer demand for specialized advisors and to ensure continuous professional development, the Financial Advice Association of Australia, or FAA, is widening its specialization program. Estate planning, retirement, and other areas will now be covered. Anne Palmer, FAA's head of education, explains that the expansion will encourage advisors to upskill and meet high standards, creating confidence among consumers seeking expert financial guidance. From the advisor's perspective, let's transition to superannuation trustees. The Australian Treasury suggests trustees should take a more active role in retirement income solutions for those seeking financial advice. Trustee engagement should facilitate informed and beneficial conversations between advisors and clients, especially as they approach retirement. Our global snapshot today reveals that the Australian dollar is under pressure due to tariff-induced volatility and inflation fears. This is driven by global market uncertainties and a projected rise in the U.S. Consumer Price Index report. Higher tariffs, ascending airline fares, and increased core personal consumptions have led to this situation, and economists advise vigilance in these trying times. The ripple effects from the strong U.S. job market and the lack of Federal Reserve rate cuts could push the Aussie dollar further into precarious territory. These fluctuations directly impact Australian import costs and financial stability. That's it for today, Tuesday, August 12th, 2025. I'm Paige Estrotori. Don't forget to check out more insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management news at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, take care.